ever considered what true help is about? True help. There's an interesting scene in the TV series Downton Abbey. And if you've been under a rock, Downton Abbey occurs in the early 1900s in one of these huge landed estates. And the earl of the estate is talking to his nephew, and his nephew's been granted a house on the estate, of course with his own butler. And the nephew doesn't want the butler. He feels it's an egregious waste of time and not at all suiting, and it's demeaning. And the butler, of course, is very disturbed because it's his job. And the earl says to his nephew, how on earth can you condemn a man? Can you throw a man out in the cold who is doing a job he's proud of and does it well? And it's an interesting question, because sometimes we have the wrong view of what true help really is. For example, there's a home for sale not far away. We knew the woman who owned it. Her husband passed away a year or so ago, and she's finally moving someplace else to be closer to her relatives. The house is for sale, and it hasn't sold well, and the price is continually reduced. And my wife said, well, perhaps we should make an offer. We can use it for some of our house sitters to stay in or other purposes. And I said, that's a good idea, and I'm sure we can get it for less than it's listed for. And my wife said, well, wait, why would we do that? We don't want to cheat this woman out of money. And I said, we're doing her a favor. Whatever price we cite that's accepted, and she need not know it's us, that she finds acceptable, that's a good price for her. It takes the property off her hands. Any money she gets is net. There's no mortgage on the place. And so why would you assume we're cheating her? It's true help. We damage others more through these kinds of crazy inactions or inappropriate actions or mistaken actions. Fire the butler. Don't buy the home. It makes no sense. Honest critique, honest reaction, will always trump lying praise. I've seen people at speakers' meetings who get up and do a showcase speech for 10 minutes, and they're awful, and everyone tells them how good they are. They do this person no good by lying to them. That's not true help. So we shouldn't perpetuate harmful self-behaviors in others. We shouldn't allow them to maintain it by not informing them of it. And our self-worth is about being honest, and our self-worth is enhanced when people are honest with us. The reciprocity is we should give true help and expect to receive true help. I mean, after all, isn't that what you really want?